The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Do you remember the Global Seed Vault?
Yeah.
It was like fascinating
thing. In Antarctica.
Right.
It's like a giant, supposedly impenetrable vault.
Right.
Filled with, you know, if anything, wherever it happened, the apocalypse, there's like seeds and plants that would, you know, continue
all of the stuff we have.
Yeah.
Right. This was they opened this in 2000. It's really fascinating. 2008, and it's actually the Arctic Circle, so right. The other pole.
Kind of like a Noah's Ark for food.
That's a great way to look at it. Yeah. So what they did is they went through and grabbed seeds, almost a million seeds of, I guess, every plant they could get.
Everything that's grown on the earth, basically.
Pretty much.
That's edible, I guess.
And said, we need to store these in case there is a global level threat to mankind.
Right.
You know, you get some sort of meteor, something crashed into the earth, which causes man's extinction or close to it,
mm-hmm.
would cause a disruption in all the food. We could then
regrow.
We'd get the seeds. We then regrow it and repopulate, and you're good. And
right.
you go, okay, interesting. It's kind of, you know, a doomsday thing, but not a horrible idea. And they said, where's the best place to put this? Let's put it someplace that we know is not going to be disturbed by man and that would be sealed off. And so they dug this 100-meter tunnel in the Arctic Circle.
Right.
Now, 100 meters is almost a football field's length, right?
Yeah.
Meter is almost a yard, and the yard is
about
100
that.
Yards. So almost that. And dredge this down in to the frozen tundra of the Arctic Circle. Okay?
Sounds like a movie.
The frozen tundra of the Arctic Circle.
We must conserve all that we have.
Gathered all these seeds. And remember, you're not just getting an apple seed.
No.
You got to get like a dozen apple seeds.
I'd say more than that, even.
But then you've got to get a dozen of each type
strain,
of apple.
Yeah.
So you want
different strains.
You got some Granny Smith. You get some Macintosh. You get some Honeycrisp. You get the whole thing, right?
So they do that. Who's in charge of the list? Ooh, did you get the Macintoshes? We got to get the Macintoshes.
With my luck, they wouldn't get that. They'd be like, damn it.
Did you get the plantains? Plantains.
No.
How about some mangoes?
Chris is all ticked off, fried bananas and all.
How are we supposed to live in the apocalypse without plantains?
I can't live after that. I don't want to live. So they go through and they gather them up and they seal them all up in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put them in the like those plastic bins you get to put your Christmas decorations in.
Uh-huh.
Something like those. And they store them in the seed vault. This is 2008. When
you say vault, I'm thinking like a giant metal like door kind of like, are we talking vault?
It does have, I don't know, I'm sure it's sealed up somehow like that. And there is somebody that operates it. I don't know if there's a station nearby. And the entrance does kind of come up and stick up out of the ground. So they put them all in there for this impenetrable
storage
facility.
Store this stuff, you want to make sure nothing can get in there. I mean, no animals, weather.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that it's super safe.
This impenetrable and impregnable vault. Yeah, it's not.
It turns out it's pregnable.
It's pretty pregnable.
It's pretty pregnable.
It's very pregnable. So they had kind of a warmer winter than they realized. And the temperatures got a little bit warm, and it caused some of the ice and snow to melt a little bit.
So, see, when you build a vault and you put it in the Arctic where there's a lot of ice, you want to make sure it, like, you know, when the ice melts for any reason, that the water doesn't flood. You know, don't get in there.
It gushed right in there.
Oh, it did. Oh.
It's pretty much what a lot of us have had happen at our house, you know.
Your basement floods.
That's exactly what it is. So
that's why you don't put stuff you want to, you know, conserve in the basement, because it floods.
So it flooded that thing. So this is 2017. So the impregnable vault that was going to last forever made it 9 years.
Oh, nine years.
So, yeah.
Well, nice to know if there's a apocalypse or a meteor coming to crash onto the Earth. At least it won't be destroyed by that, right?
No. We had 9 years.
It's meteor proof.
We had 9 years of security. For the last almost a decade, I'm sure whenever you thought about, hey, what if this happens? How are we going to grow stuff? That comes up in your mind, what, two, three times
time.
A day?
Mm-hmm.
For the last 9 years, you've had global seed vault. Global seed vault up there.
Right before
Arctic,
I go to bed, I'd be like, what about, okay, we got the global seed vault.
That's covered. Good. That's one thing I don't have to worry about. Now, I'm sorry to tell you that you're going to start worrying now.
Oh, well,
you know,
that's not fun.
But you had a good run. Nine years. That's pretty good, you know.
I'm sure it didn't cost that much, though, right?
9 years, forever, you know, whatever. Yeah, it cost millions to build this thing.
Oh, okay.
Now, the good news is they said they're dealing with this. They're going to deal with it. It's not over. It didn't destroy the seeds.
Oh, okay.
It didn't destroy it. They're good, but they have some real challenges, what with the flooding of it, you know. So what they've done is they've dug some trenches in there, so in case there's ever future water, I guess that'll deal with that. They said they removed some electrical equipment that produced some heat. And installed some pumps in case of future floods, too. Now, you're telling us that it got so warm up there that it flooded. Why would you remove the electrical equipment that produced some heat?
Obviously, that's the reason the ice around...
That's what I think did it!
The ice around the vault.
Right.
How much heat is this thing producing?
I don't know. But, I mean, if it's up there frozen and it's the ice is the walls and stuff.
The Arctic.
Right.
It's not exactly, it's not easy to melt that ice, basically.
But it's also not easy to create electricity, you know what I mean, up there?
Yeah.
And if you have, let's say you're using solar or whatever it is.
The side of a mountain.
Right. So it's going to produce some heat. And if your walls are ice and stuff, you know, you could get some melting or... But it just seems odd to me that they're saying, we're going to remove this equipment that produced some heat, by their admission, yet it was the thawing ice and snow. Why would you even consider removing the electrical equipment then if you know that was the issue?
Because they're not saying the truth.
Seems a little sketchy.
Sounds a little sketchy.
A guy who operates it said, we're doing this for the world.
You're welcome, planet Earth. This is for you.
No need to thank me. He said, this is supposed to last for eternity.
Someone made a mistake.
Yeah.
Someone miscalculated. No, when your impenetrable vault gets penetrated.
And impregnable.
And impregnable gets pregnated. Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
I think so.
And you did it wrong.
9 years. Apparently. See, I thought impregnable and forever meant... Forever.
That's what I thought.
Like, you know, throughout eternity.
In new science terms,
continue. It means
eternity means nine years.
9 years. I didn't understand that.
Exactly. So I'm just an eternity shy of 50.
Now, here's the thing. Let's say there is a global level threat, right, of extinction. And it wipes out just about all the plant life and whatever. And most of the humans. Well, first of all, how would it wipe out all of the plants? But the humans are still sticking around there.
Maybe they're thinking if it's like, you know, we go underground or something, a few of us manage to make it.
Okay, gotcha.
And survive.
So there's a dozen of us left, 100 of us left, whatever it is.
The rest of the population's gone.
And we come out, it's me, you, and Chris. God, I can't imagine being in there for a couple dozen years with
the world
Chris
would come
there.
To an end, and it's just me, you, and Chris.
So we're down there, and we go, okay, guys, let's take a peek out and make sure it's safe. Okay, can we breathe? Okay, it looks okay. It's not as dusty.
All right, good news is We can breathe. The air is clean. Bad news is there isn't one shred of
nothing.
Plant life
there's
out here.
Nothing out here,
what
guys.
What we're gonna eat?
Okay.
Oh wait, there's the vault.
The global seed vault.
We gotta go to the Arctic.
We're in Texas.
Let's make our way
to the Arctic.
To the Arctic.
Well, where's the planes? Where's the?
Oh, those are gone too.
Oh, we can get on a train.
We can walk it. No, there's no trains.
Guys, I'm telling you.
The extinction level event here. Everything's gone.
I think we can do this.
We can walk to the Arctic. We'll make it.
We wouldn't make it across the street and Chris would be bitching. We cannot do this.
Oh, my feet hurt, guys. How much longer? Only about 10,000 miles.
Now, forgetting the fact that along the way, if we could make it to the Arctic, it's going to take us a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do this, if we could find the clothing and everything else to be warm enough, and we could physically walk it, which takes what?
I mean,
years probably.
Yeah, I'd say years to walk. First of all, there's water in the way.
Yeah, there's that too, right? And so we're able to walk.
We put together a little dinghy.
Yeah, for years
we can row.
What are we eating along the way?
Each other.
Right. See, there's no food. Like, we'll stop at McDonald's along the way to the Global Seed Vault. It's not happening. But let's say, for a moment,
there's one McDonald's left.
We had just enough food, right? We had stocked up on My Patriot Supply.
Okay.
Okay, and we have enough that we can carry with us for 2 years to the Arctic, and we walk this. You know, skinning woolly mammoth carcasses along the way.
Skidamarink-a-dink-a-dink, skidamarink-a-doo.
Who knows how to get there?
Well, I've got
the map?
Wait, I've got the GPS on my phone. Oh, wait, that doesn't work now either, does it?
Aside from not having a map, do you know in the Arctic where this is located?
Yeah, you make a left by the iceberg.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, is that it? Right over?
By the snowy embankment.
These people who operate it know where it is.
Yeah.
But see, they're already there or possibly dead.
I'm sure there's a contingency where one of those guys is alive somewhere.
Somehow, when we come out, the maps will be laying at the cave door.
Yeah.
They're like, my last act, get the maps to Cal and Chris.
They have to get the seeds.
You know Chris would lose the map.
Of course he would.
He'd lose it, and he's going, what do I need the map for?
I thought you had the map. What do you mean I was supposed to hold the map?
And then he would tell us how we don't need the map. We just have
to
go north.
There.
He'd go like this, go north. We know it's the Cal, it's the Arctic. We know it's north. Just go north. It's
just
up there.
Go that north, up there that way.
Now, if they put it right at the pole and you had a compass, technically you'd find it.
It's not like the North Pole is actually a pole. There's no pole there.
Right. It's not actually like the striped pole, right? Something like that.
Like the barbershop pole.
You look for Santa's house.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How it is. You're right there.
It's right next to Santa's house.
The Global Seed Vault always seemed like, hey, I get what you're doing here. You want to say, okay?
Makes sense.
Sure. I mean, it's not priority. Maybe you do some other things first, but okay, I could see that. But really, the contingency to get that stuff out, all we're doing is potentially setting the seeds up for the aliens when they come.
Yeah.
So they're going, okay,
thanks,
the people
guys.
Are all gone. Hey, good deal. We can grow some plantains.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot the plantains. Damn it. This is the Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-3333.
They recently, and by they I mean scientists, and by scientists I mean people who identify as scientists, did a study of the Earth's dry lands, deserts, basically. or areas that didn't have a lot of green, a lot of plant life. Mm-hmm. They just did a study, and they used satellite imagery over the last 33 years. So they took satellite images from 33 years ago, and then 32 years ago, and 31, and whatever, right. and compared it all the way up to 2017. And when they looked at all of the images from every continent on the planet, they noticed something amazing. Parts of the Earth are getting greener.
Huh.
More plant life. They
Isn't
discovered
that kind of opposite of what they're telling us.
Do you remember back in the day in the 80s or whatever, like all of the rainforests are going to be gone.
Right.
In fact, they told us they were going to be gone by like 2000 and still there. But regardless, they actually discovered an increase from 33 years ago of forested areas. They discovered 467 million hectares.
Hectares,
which is about seven times the size of Texas.
Wow.
That's how much
one
new
hectare?
Forest. Hectare, yeah.
Heck meaning hexagon six,
yeah,
right?
I think that's what it is. But anyways, it's a lot of land. It's 9% of the world. An increase,
so
9% of the
increase.
World. Yes, in of the entire of land areas of the Earth, right?
Wow.
Of forested areas. And they have a theory of why there's more forest now. Are you ready? You ready what the theory is?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
That the increased levels of CO2 caused by man actually helped increase global greening. Because, see, plants like carbon dioxide.
Right. Plants feed off of carbon dioxide and emit oxygen.
Right. So
all the bad stuff we've been doing.
Yes.
Has actually helped the planet.
Huh. You know, all of these scientists who
changing.
Told me that I don't understand it, I'm not a scientist or whatever. And me, Doc Thompson, an idiot. Over the last 15 years.
100%.
Yes, I know. And I appreciate you getting my back on that. For the last 15 years, I've said, you know, if there's more carbon dioxide you keep challenging us on, wouldn't that just help the plants? You don't know what you're talking about, Doc. I'm a scientist.
By the year 2020, there's not going to be one shred of green left on this earth.
That's right. This is what they've done. And I've said, that doesn't seem,
makes sense.
Doesn't seem right, I would think, because we know throughout the Earth's history, at times when there was increased CO2, you've seen the pictures in the cartoons,
mm-hmm.
all the funky plants with the big leaves that are like the size of a house and all weird shapes and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the dinosaurs ate, right?
Wait a minute. Does this mean dinosaurs are coming back?
I think it does.
I'm excited.
I knew this. I knew this was going on. And they're like, you don't understand what you're talking about. And how do they discover it, by the way?
How?
Pictures.
There's no like scientific doohickey that goes into the earth and then like calculates the square footage of green times the root of pi.
These scientists
around
looked
the sun.
At pictures.
They looked at pictures.
They looked at pictures and went, there's more plants now.
They looked at pictures. Huh. There isn't green here, but there's green here.
Look at this. More green.
There's more of that green stuff.
I wonder what could be causing that. Well, you know plants like?
Carbon dioxide.
Brawny. Is it Brondo? Brondo.
Brondo.
Brondo. That's what plants crave. And in lieu of Brondo, Cal, plants crave carbon dioxide. So
wow.
I've explained this. I'm like, if we are doing these things that you're telling us that are a threat to the planet, we're also helping the planet. See, that's the beauty of God. Who? God's system.
You mean there's other systems kind of a in cycle. Play here?
Yeah.
What do they call those?
We get all the circle of life.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Food chain, environment, all that. So when we get all uppity, you know, man's like, that's right, this is our planet. There's a whole bunch of us. We're going to eat all you plants, do whatever the hell we want. We do things that give plants a little extra happy help. And the plants are like, okay, give us all that carbon dioxide. Look at us. We're going crazy now. We're like, whoa, what's with all the
multiplying.
Plants?
Multiplying.
Right. So.
So turns out, once again, the scientists were wrong. Is that what we're going to say here?
You just say some of the scientists.
Some of the scientists?
Yeah, people who identify as scientists were wrong. Something like that. Yeah.
Could it be perhaps that they might be wrong on other things?
It
maybe
could be.
Like some
could
of
be.
This, I don't know,
now,
this climate change thing.
Do you think you'll see MSNBC leading with this headline this morning?
I doubt it. I doubt
and they
it very
should.
Much.
Based on their climate hysteria, their man-caused climate change hysteria, and the goofball, Henson, father of climatology. Uh-huh. All of you scientists out there, all you local weathermen who have, you don't understand, I went to college for this, Doc, and I believe this
I'm
propaganda.
I'm a meteorologist, damn it.
Right.
It's
all
a real science.
That have scared the hell out of people, tried to, scared the hell out of kids. Don't you think this would be startling? Hooray!
There's more green.
Cal, if
we're
you
have, not going to die.
If you have led as the focus of your life that we are all on the path to global destruction, you've produced that inconvenient truth and all of this stuff. I've just showed you how it's coming back. You're saved.
Here's scientific proof. Oh.
This should be leading it. This is... Sword in the stone moment.
That's not all of the areas. There's other areas that are losing green.
By the way, it says 467 million hectares. I think like a half of that hectare of the increased forest and plant area is in your backyard.
Well, I'm trying to help the earth.
I don't think
that has
anything
to... See, now you're giving me crap about not mowing my lawn.
I'm just saying.
I'm helping the earth. I want to save us.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
All right, we'll get some tweets. Tweets coming in. Hashtag what I learned today. It's at Cal79 at Doc Thompson Show at Real Chris Cruz. If you've got any comments about the program, of course, we'll open up the phone lines in a couple minutes. 888-900-3393. But the hashtag what I learned today. Okay, there it is. At Cal's Yard. So that's a Twitter account. Your yard had its own Twitter account now?
Yeah, it's grown so much it has its own Twitter account. I think there's also a Cal's Mower.
Okay. Lawnsmower.
Lawnmower. So the lawnmower also has a Twitter account too.
Yeah.
Wow, very good.
They have
keeping us posted.
They have a conspiracy against me.
Beagle's Fury tweeting, at Cal's Yard has done more to save the planet than Al Gore.
That's true.
You know, also like Christopher tweeted out, no need to worry. They have someone very special operating the Arctic Seed Vault. Is Groot.
Groot.
Oh, Groot's up there. Is that who it is?
Groot is the...
Good deal. It's not baby Groot, right?
No, it is baby Groot.
It
has to be baby Groot in order to grow to be there forever.
Huh.
Full-grown Groot.
Yeah. Dum Dum tweeting, at Doc Thompson Show, you almost make it sound like climatology may be politically motivated.
I'm sorry that I
gave that opinion or gave that that indication. If it made it sound that way, that's not what I was going for. Maybe I should have... You know, redone. Maybe you just edit that whole thing out.
Yeah,
so no one hears
hear
that first
no
part about it or whatever.
Okay. JR15 tweeted, Cal, for the love of God, Mo, Cal's yard is taking over. It's a trap.
It may be. All right, let's move on. Time now for Cal's app of the week.
Cal's app of the week. Cal.
Yeah. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you absolutely ready for this one?
It looks like you're not ready.
Wait, I got to pull it up. Here it is.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? That's not till tomorrow.
I thought you were screwing with me.
Today's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
You guys are so screwing me.
What are you talking about? I misunderstood. I've looked at the calendar wrong.
I have my app ready because I'm always prepared.
Okay, what's the app?
We're going to do it tomorrow. Yeah, it is. It's actually...
I don't know why you're looking at me. Look over there. Yeah. I'm just here.
I looked at the calendar wrong.
I got mistaken for a second. I was like, is it Thursday? I got excited.
Yeah,
we're
it's
ahead
Thursday.
Of the week.
Sorry, we'll just...
So you just
go ahead and wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go wait till tomorrow.
Edit that all out so nobody hears that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I do have an app for you.
You guys are such douches. You know
what are you talking about?
You're real douches.
I have an app too.
Messing with me and I'm like, wait a minute, what day is it? Did I forget a day?
Cal's got his phone and he's swiping through it.
Because I have them at
it looked
the
like
end.
Looks like he was on Grindr.
I have them at the end here.
Cal's
and my next app was ready to go.
Cal's like this. Cal's got his phone, and he quickly pulls his phone up, and he goes, are you ready? Swipe, 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 swipe.
Know, right?
You ready? It's going to be good. Swipe, swipe, swipe. I got it right here. Swipe.
There it is.
Can I stall here?
A little teaser is that this app, we'll go over tomorrow, will help you get your money back.
Oh, good. Money back. All right.
It does
good.
The work
way,
for you.
None of those money apps that you have done have worked in my favor.
Well, it's just you don't understand them because they're not in Puerto Rico.
The one with the receipt that did not work. We said that you input your receipt and there's money in there. I input
you
so many
do it
receipts.
Enough times.
There's no money.
Well, I may check it out tomorrow. Last night, Cal, Chris, and I were invited to dinner by a friend of ours who was in from out of town.
I should invited for Chicago. Lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Well,
so.
I only got dinner. I didn't get lunch.
Well,
I wasn't part privy to,
okay,
to think both.
Okay.
You should have gone to lunch with us. It was really good.
I'm sure it was.
It was
I'm sure
Burger.
It was.
It was so good, we went back 2 days in a row because L.A.
Yes.
Burger rocked. We
La
were there
Burger.
Yesterday.
I'm sure it is.
No, day before yesterday and then yesterday.
It's okay. I know you sent me an invite. Something just happened in the, like, I didn't get the text. I know you sent it, though.
No, we didn't send any invite.
You told us you couldn't go to dinner last night because you need a babysitter.
Yeah.
I did not say I couldn't go to dinner. I said I can go to dinner. I just got to get a babysitter,
right.
And that I did.
Right. Yeah. So you got a babysitter and you went, but that indicates that you don't have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
So
well, it's difficult. I don't have that much free time.
So could you have gone to lunch too?
What time was lunch?
Lunchtime. What time is lunch? It was 8 p.m.
it was right after dinner.
Middle of the day. I immediately followed by
dinner.
Lunch
happens
dinner,
after we dinner? Had lunch.
All right, I'm not privy to this schedule.
It was lunch.
Of
it was lunch
after dinner.
Lunchtime yesterday, the last 2 days.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the wall? The little board that we have that we told you about last month.
That's right, on the makeup.
No,
room.
No, I was too busy working. Sorry.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, that's on
I know you guys are all off.
Could you have gone to lunch the last 2 days?
Depending on the time. I mean, you
lunchtime.
Can, lunch that doesn't time. Make it. That's not a time. When I tell you what time is lunch, you tell me lunchtime. That's not a time.
Lunchtime is somewhere between 10:30, 11 a.m. to 1:30. 1:30,
yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I could do something in there. Yes, I could.
Okay, well, you
could
have gone the last 2 days. Yeah. You need to tell us this stuff or check the board.
Well, I don't have time to check the board. If I get an invite, I get an invite. If I don't.
Have you been to the L.A. Burger?
Here? You guys go.
The local place?
You know, what's really funny
so.
Is that.
It was good.
Wade, got,
yeah.
Cameraman.
Cameraman Wade went with us yesterday, and so did Diane
and Diane, they saw
oh,
the
good.
They sat on the board, and the
that's
day right. before that was right. Carrie and Brad.
That's right. And I paid yesterday. I took everybody to lunch yesterday.
I'm just missing out on all the fun stuff.
Kirk loved L.A. Burger.
Because,
you like
yeah.
the L.A. Burger.
Hey,
right?
Kirk, you went with us, right?
Yeah, man. I've never been there.
Yeah,
it's great
good stuff.
That's good.
Now the day before,
too.
Our buddy Adam from who's in from Chicago took us all out to lunch, and it was us and then Carrie
and
Brad.
Brad. They
so
read the board
2 days in a row. So that's good. We're not going today though.
No.
So we've got our fill. We got some things to do.
It's all right. I brought my lunch.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
I'm saying,
could, we could go today then.
We could, yeah.
We could go today.
And
I'm sure
by the
if
way,
you do, I'll find out about it tomorrow.
For example, it's like after having dinner last night, will you have preferred to go to lunch or dinner?
After dinner, go to lunch?
No, somewhere? No. Like, would you? Which one would you decide? Like, would you like to go to La Burger?
Because we went out to a nice steak
oh,
place
we went
last
to a nice.
I've never tried La Burger. Is it, that was called
yes,
La Burger.
Yeah, it's targeted for female Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried that, so I can't really judge. But the dinner
okay.
was good. I enjoyed dinner.
It was good stuff.
A tasty dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
So which would you have rather had?
Yeah, which would you rather have?
I can't really judge since I haven't had La Burger. I
but
can't
it's a
say
burger
it's,
versus
it's a burger.
Steak.
Or better
it's a burger,
than
a burger
yeah.
or a steak.
And you had a nice piece of steak.
Like a nice sit-down steak place we went to last night. Very nice,
yeah.
expensive steak.
Yeah.
Or you can do a burger, which is
oh,
very good.
It kind of depends on my mood, really, you know, if I'm in the mood
and,
for
and
a steak
you know
or a burger.
Also,
I don't think he's getting the price
yeah, he's
here.
Not getting
okay.
I get that it's more expensive, but that doesn't necessarily mean better.
Yes, it does.
It's more expensive.
Usually when food is more.
But you could buy your own burger and then, you know, somebody buys you a steak.
But
although
then
in this case you would have,
I could buy my own steak. I'm
but
all right.
then again, I personally, I'm not saying Doc, but I personally not want to give so much Muslim to Adam because it's the first time he met a Muslim.
Right.
So I didn't want to be.
Well, it's
like,
not the first time, but he's not around a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't want to culture shock him. You
right.
know, you cannot have red
meat. Okay, hold on. A second.
You can't
hold
have.
On
hold on. No. Hold on.
No.
You
no.
can't
can
have.
I, can I just say something?
Sure.
You
sure.
don't want a culture shock. Don't want the culture shock a Muslim to Adam, but I'm the culture shock. You're
yes.
not the culture.
No, I'm not the culture shock.
You're not. I'm the
no.
culture shock.
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to clarify. I just want to clarify.
Last time I check.
Okay.
Puerto
no,
Ricans.
That's okay. Okay.
Puerto Ricans.
I just want to clarify. No. Okay. You don't need anything to explain.
Much
to explain.
More friendlier
I just
to the Jewish
to get that
people
out there. I just wanted
than
to make,
a Muslim
I just wanted to
the Jewish
get
people.
A and B. You know. I get it. No need to explain. Okay. I'm the culture shock. Okay.
You
okay.
are the culture
okay.
shock.
All right. Cool. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for explaining.
It was
okay.
a good time though. You should have been there.
I'm sure it was
so
a great time.
Check the
I'm
makeup
sure
door.
Time.
There's the lesson in there.
No,
that's
I'm
a
not
lesson.
Gonna. I'm not gonna.
And by the way, what's it with you guys? Do not have no cigars?
I couldn't do it last night. I've been sick.
I'm here puffing and huffing a Cuban cigar for the first time, trying to keep the smoke not to choke me. You guys didn't enjoy me. I feel a little
sick.
Left
it
out.
It kills my sinuses right now. I've been sick, so it'll kill me.
Inhaling fumes.
That's right. So, I mean, he lived in New York for years. He doesn't enjoy No. Inhaling fumes like that.
Not directly.
Yeah. No, gotcha.
So secondhand smoke was okay.
By the way, I forgot the Caleb story yesterday. So I'm going to tell the Caleb story.
Are you going to go right now?
And yeah, I'm just kidding. It's not a long story, but it's pretty funny. So Caleb, if you go to the think tank, Caleb is a nice guy.
The nerd.
He's kind of nerdy. Kind of. Nice. Okay, he's a nerd. But nice guy, right? Real sharp, real sharp. He's probably going to make more money than all of us.
Oh, 100%.
Without question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But good guy. So Sunday night, I'm here late working, and I'm doing a little work, and it's quiet. There's nobody here. And all of a sudden, the door opens up, and Caleb rolls in. It's around 8 o'clock at night on Sunday. And, hey, what's going on? He goes, well, I was on vacation all last week. And I said, so what are you doing here Sunday night? He goes, well, normally there's these things I have to write for Glenn for the week and some research I have to do. He goes, I normally do it on Friday. He goes, but I was not here on Friday, so to come in Sunday night and get it done. So start the week off right on Monday. And I said, okay. So we chatted a little bit, and I said, okay, I'll see you later. I'm leaving. So I went to actually go do some work, and he thought I was gone. So it was about 45 minutes later, and I walk out to the main room to get some paper, and I see he's in there working. And all of the lights are off in the building.
It gets really dark in here.
Oh, I mean, it's an old movie studio, and yeah. It's really creepy here at night, by the way. There's sounds and creaks and thuds and weird stuff going on, right?
There's mannequins and giant stuffed bears and all kinds of weird things in the corners.
Yeah, it is
a
freaky.
Giant suit of armor. I mean, yeah,
there is.
These things exist in the studios here.
There's this giant plastic warrior, mm-hmm. right? So it's completely dark, and the only light is the glow soft hum of Caleb's computer that he's sitting in front of. Now, you know when you're staring at a computer in the dark like that, you look up, you can't see anything. It's all shadowy and goofy, right? So I see this from across, you know, and he's in a separate office that's glassed in. So I see it, and I go, okay. I think this requires me to mess with him here a little bit.
Of course it does.
So the room he's in is the think tank room, which if you've ever seen on any Facebook Lives, has a stairwell right there.
It's a giant glass room.
But there's steps coming down from upstairs into that room.
Right. And there's a stairwell that goes into it from the back, yes.
Right. But the stairwell is an entrance into the room, too. And there's one other stairwell to get you upstairs in the front of the building. So I headed to the front of the building, all the way across, and I get to the stairwell.
In the dark. Making no sounds.
And I slink down the steps. Now, it's a big open room. If he just looked up, he'd see me coming down the steps. But again, it's dark. So I get to the bottom of the steps.
You jerk.
And it's this, again, he just looks over. He sees me standing there. But it's just open desks, right? Not even cubicle walls. And his desk is the farthest across the room. So I quickly, quietly drop to my knees.
Hey-oh.
Lay down on the floor and begin to crawl on my elbows across the floor.
Ninja style.
Being very quiet, not to make any noise. It takes me 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes because I don't want to make any noise. And it's just a big open floor. You can see me out there in the middle if you look. So about...
It would have been hysterical if someone just turned the lights on all of a sudden. You're on your stomach on the floor in the middle of the room.
So I'm about 5 minutes into it and I make the desks. I make it up to the desks. Now I get a little bit of cover. I can move a little bit faster.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
It's for the gag, you know. Let's do it.
Anything for the gag.
Right. Yeah. So I make it all the way, and I'm going on the opposite side of Caleb's desk. And I make it to the seat right across from him. And I slowly move the chair out of the way, inch at a time. And then at the appropriate moment, I just pop up in front of him across the desk. One computer width away.
You give the guy a hard
time. And do one of these. Hello! Caleb.
Well, of course.
Wigs out like a little schoolgirl.
What if he had like a heart condition or something?
He may. Now,
if he didn't, he does now.
I made two mistakes. I did not film it.
Yeah.
And I should have filmed it.
Should have filmed it.
What's the second mistake?
Second mistake was I shouldn't have popped up. I should have gone behind him and just stayed in the shadow along the wall and then just made a little noise.
Just like.
Right. Right. So he'd look up. And, you know, your eyes are trying to adjust the light, and you just kind of see a shadowy figure. You're like, what the hell? Is that somebody? And then you jump out, and that would have been even better. So, right.
I know what you did.
Last summer.
I know what you did.
I did what you did on vacation. So, That was a mistake on my part, right?
Not filming. It's like huge.
Film it though, you know.
Caleb, I should have set it up on the stairwell. My phone. I should have done that.
It's too far away.
No.
It's dark though. You know what I need to do? I need to get we're a studio. Mm-hmm. Get the film crew in on it. Set up the camera.
Too many cameras.
Hidden cameras all over
the
place.
I need a 3-camera shoot for the next practical joke. Work on this, Chris. Okay. This is the Morning Blaze.
Okay. Check it out.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
I got some calls coming in, 888-900-3393. David in Florida, welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hey, good morning, Doc.
How you doing?
Got a little story to tell you. My son and I were out riding our bikes on Sunday, and we run across an FBI crime scene. Don't hear anything about it in the national news. Here's what happened. Guy gets arrested. He's a neo-Nazi. And he gets arrested for bomb-making materials and explosives, right?
This is in Florida.
This is in Florida. This is in Key Largo. Here's the bizarre twist. This guy's a neo-Nazi. He has a roommate in Tampa who happens to be a Muslim terrorist who gets arrested. This guy took like 3 or 4 people hostage, and they talk him down, get him to surrender. And then he tells him, "Oh, by the way, there's 2 dead guys in my apartment."
Right. I just pulled this up. You're right. I see a local news report out of it. This is bizarre, yeah. David. Yeah. So it's saying here that so there were, according to this, I'm looking 4 roommates, neo Nazis.
Right.
Some of them in the Florida National Guard. The one guy kills 2 of them because one of them that was a neo Nazi converts to Islam. And right. is a terrorist. That seems like one extreme to the other.
Sounds like a joke. Yeah. A neo-Nazi and a Muslim terrorist.
I hear no national news about
right.
it, just local reportings of it.
Okay, this is crazy, David. I got to look more into this. This is a bizarre story. Thanks so much for sharing. Let me investigate a little bit more, and then I'll try to share more when we have when we can on the air. But thanks.
That's interesting.
Okay,
so he
yeah.
said 4 roommates. 2 of them neo-Nazis, or are they all neo-Nazis? And then one
It looks like they all were. Anyways, I know that the guy who was shot that converted to Islam was a neo-Nazi.
And then his roommate shot him because of that.
Right. But it looks like he may have still had, like, not just, hey, I've been saved and I've converted to a religion regardless of what it is.
He was a fanatic.
It was a fanatic and wanted
like
to do something.
Like an ISIS guy, yeah.
Right, exactly. And, by the way, they found... In addition to explosives and all kinds of other stuff, I'm skimming through the story here, they found a framed picture of, or at least a picture, of Tim McVeigh.
Oh, wow.
This is like a joke. This is...
That's pretty... wow.
Yeah, you'd think you'd hear more about this in the yeah. national news, what with terrorism.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of the next generation of talk radio. This is the Blaze Radio Network. The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
We're back.
Are we?
We're back.
Is that what we're doing?
You sure?
Are you sure? I was busy listening to Shirley Bassey sing Goldfinger.
You're man with a Midas touch.
I really was.
Goldfinger.
Who got me? Roger Moore
died. Roger Moore died.
Roger Moore passed
007.
Away.
007. What number? How many Bonds were there? Do we know?
Okay, so you
Sean
had
Sean Connery.
He was not the first.
No.
Really?
Lazenby.
Yep.
Wow.
George Lazenby?
George Lazenby.
You just schooled me. I thought Sean Connery was like the original.
Smacking some knowledge on
my mind here.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Wow. Which was really kind of weak.
That's the one with the revolve, the big round building at the top in the Alps.
I think so, yeah.
I've been to that building. I skied down that slope.
Oh, pardon me, international man of mystery.
I was an advisor on
I've skied down the slope of MI6 on a Tuesday.
Moneypenny and I were like this.
So yeah, he was, then you had Connery, and then you had Roger Moore. Yep. And then the worst Bond, this is a blight. I will say it once and then we will quickly move on.
Do you blame him or do you blame like the writing? Because the movies were themselves
both,
were cheesy.
Both. Yeah.
Timothy Dalton.
Yeah. And okay, that's it. We'll just move on. And then from him, we went to Pierce Brosnan.
Which was actually pretty good. I thought he was
a good
Bond.
They wanted him to be Bond before that other guy who shall remain nameless.
NBC screwed that deal.
Because of Remington Steele. And because I think all of us at the time were like, how come Pierce Brosnan isn't Bond? Right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, it was such a natural.
Remington Steele, I think, was doing so well that
they didn't
NBC
want to take him off it, right?
Not, well, yep.
Yeah. And then exactly. I think the irony was they canceled it like a year and a half later. It like fell off all of a sudden or
it
something.
Flopped, yeah.
So then after Pierce Brosnan, is that when you got
Daniel Craig?
I think so.
I think so.
I don't think there's any anybody in between them. Now we got somebody else coming, right?
No.
Well, the
Daniel, he's not going to do it again?
Yeah, he's done. He's not doing it anymore.
Are you serious?
He's a good Bond, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know the fun? They were pitching, do you know Idris Elba?
Who?
Idris Elba.
The black guy.
Yeah.
The black guy. He's in a lot of movies. He's really popular. He's
And he was going to be what?
No, the he's supposed to be the Bond.
Supposed to be Bond's what?
No, it's supposed to be Bond.
Bond's
the next,
buddy?
The next Bond.
Bond's like 006, another 00.
No, he's supposed to be the next.
He's going
to
be Moneypenny?
The next James Bond, but they're giving it crap because he's black.
Yes.
And they're
sorry,
saying,
you can't
Bond
do that.
Can't be black.
It's exactly when they redid the Wild Wild West with Will Smith as James
that.
West.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Horrible mistake. I mean,
I have no problem with things, but when you create characters that are a certain thing, I mean,
he would not have been, a black guy would not have been on the Secret Service in the 1800s.
Right, exactly.
It wouldn't have happened.
Just stop. Just, well, create a black, character, and that's fine, you know?
Just don't try to reinvent something that doesn't enforce it.
So frustrating. Yes.
We do have to make the announcement for the Hear Me Out winner. When can we do that?
I thought we were talking about Bond.
I know, we're in a James Bond thing here, man. Okay. Why you gotta kill it?
The headlines
all right,
that,
we gotta ruin it. All right.
All right, that's right. Hear Me Out. If you haven't downloaded the Hear Me Out app, do so. You can get us with what I've learned today via Hear Me Out app, and the winner gets a...
$100 gift card sponsored by Hear Me Out.
From Amazon, though.
Yes.
Okay, good. We have a winner?
We have a winner.
And is this the winning one we're gonna play, or
Kirk
is this just...
picked it up. And the winner is...
Who is it?
Lacey Dooley.
Okay, do we have
you
a
win?
I just like this part. All right.
I didn't even see you bring
Lacey
the orchestra
Dooley
in.
Is the winner, Lacey Dooley.
I want you to know Timothy
winner,
Dalton's Lacey. Like, wow, that crap's bad. That's really horrible. Wow.
I just blame Cal. Cal right. is the one that created that. Congratulations, Lacey.
And that was for a tweet earlier.
That was Kirk picked a person that is a listener of the podcast, to be fair. Because you couldn't listen live.
We're giving Kirk new responsibilities now? What's this all about?
No, this is a blame because if people don't like
what's
it,
going
they,
on?
They don't
oh,
bitch
okay.
at
yeah,
us. They
Kirk
bitch
kicked
curse.
Us out. Yeah.
All right, moving on now. Time for Cal's App of the Week. No, it's time for the headlines. Cal freaked out.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
There we go.
I said, no, you just relax.
Roger Moore did, right?
Roger Moore died, right?
Yeah.
89.
Talking about Bond. This is from around the world. This is one of those we're doomed. A priest is among the 14 hostages taken in the siege of a Philippine city. Muslim extremists abducted Catholic priests, more than a dozen churchgoers.
So ISIS has taken over the Philippines,
pretty much
southern Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
yeah, they declared martial law, right?
Yeah, what's the city? Mawari.
Wow, look at those pictures. Oh, this is legit. This is wow.
Yes.
ISIS is just.
Yeah.
Taking over this area.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Middle East.
No.
Nope. It's crazy.
Southern
Philippines.
It's
like a hydra.
if...
Which was also part of Bond, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is... It's Marawi is the name of the city in the Philippines.
Okay, so the people in town are just like, hey, honey, good morning. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What's that outside the window? Is that an ISIS flag and armed guys wandering around? Wow, this is troubling.
The Philippines President Duterte has declared martial law in the region.
Okay. See, here's... This is... Because this guy's an extremist.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have him with a reason to implement martial law.
Talking about the president.
Right, the president of the Philippines.
He doesn't mess around,
Right. I mean, he's the one who went after all the
drug dealers.
The drug dealers and whatever.
He just kills them. There's no, like, arrests and trials.
Right, so I'm sure some people are like, good, you're cracking down on it, but also rule of law and freedom and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And human rights. But that doesn't that just give him an excuse now? Okay, things are going to get really bad in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to get better anytime soon. On a lighter note, happy National Brothers Day.
Is today National Brothers Day?
Every May 24th.
Listen, to you, I mean, I'm not black, but African-American men, congratulations and happy.
I don't think that's the type of brother. It's not like, hey, brother. Hey, it's more like,
it could be.
Is it sibling brother?
Oh, it's not my brother?
Brothers from other mothers have found a best friend, maybe a brother-in-law, maybe a cousin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and
is it B-R-U-T-H-A?
Or
B-R-O-T-H-E-R.
I would just like to say happy Brother's Day to my brother and my sisters as well.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
What are you talking about?
Are they transgender?
They're your sisters. They're not your brothers.
Guys, when do you realize that gender no longer matters?
Oh, boy, isn't that the truth?
Brother's Day applies to all people. It also applies to people that are not brothers and do not have brothers.
Wait until we get to the transgender update.
That's
coming up here in just a second. But first, Joel Osteen apparently worships Satan.
Wait a minute, the big mega church guy?
Yep, you didn't see this one on The Blaze until this morning. This is pretty wild. Joel Osteen and his wife, Victoria, they were at UT. Their son graduated from University of Texas, so they're doing the hook 'em horns.
And
of course, that's when the Twitterverse went crazy.
They're saying that's the devil
horn? That's the sign of Satan. Osteen, what are you doing? That's the Satan sign. And
it might be for the university.
Wow.
Here's the thing. If anybody did any research at all, it all goes back to Ronnie James Dio. And he was doing the sign. No, Ronnie James Dio's grandmother was Italian, and that's to ward off the evil eye. And it's...
Oh, my golly.
Snowflakes... idiot. Catch that story at The Blaze.
Wow. Okay.
In Virginia, a bear locked itself in a Virginia resident's car and then honked the horn to get out. Smart bear.
Hey, can somebody help me out here?
Was his name Yogi?
By the way, bring me some honey.
200-pound black bear accidentally locked itself inside the car. How's it actually?
He didn't intentionally lock himself in.
Okay, and you know, he doesn't have thumbs, so it's hard to reach over and.
How am I supposed to get out now?
It's crazy.
You know what's coming? It's going to come. Your cars are going to be more expensive when they mandate bear
anti-bear.
You need a bear button or something.
Yep, the government will be here to help.
There was one bear that got locked in. What if that happened in your car?
All bears.
Pete is going to be behind this watch.
Oh yeah. Bear tastes like chicken. In California, the bees know, and you can get your shirt at glenbeck.com. $170,000 in stolen bees have been recovered.
Oh, how much?
$170,000 in stolen bees.
Stealing the bees themselves?
Yes. 488 hives were stolen in January from Montana. And recovered in California.
Does that include the honey? Is that why?
That's a good question. Apparently,
where do you sell a beehive? Is there a beehive market?
It's crazy.
Are you looking for some?
Looking for some.
I got some fresh Montana bees here.
A little
fresh
black
Montana
bees.
I mean, if you're interested, Cal, I know a guy.
Montana bees. Yeah, first one's free.
They fell off the back of a truck.
Did you know most those are apiaries, right?
A beehive?
A beehive, I think, is also an apiary.
Well, everybody knows that.
But anyways, I think...
an aviary, right?
No, it's for birds.
That's right. I think it's an apiary. Right. I could be wrong. Okay. But I think many people that raise bees do not do it just for the honey. Most of them rent the bees.
Oh, you could do that.
They rent the bees to farmers.
Oh.
And
how do you get them back?
They take the hives, and what they'll do is, and I think like something like a third or a half of all the bees in the country end up near some of the nut farms in California to pollinate
like
the trees.
Literal nut farms.
Yes. Not the nutcase.
Not just
there.
The nutcase.
I think it might be like the almond farm or something like that. And they take them on flatbed trucks from all over the country and they take them there and set them up around there so they'll pollinate and do their thing. and they ship them out or whatever. It's a huge business. Huge business.
$170,000.
That's a lot. That's a lot of honey. Looking for a B. You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our transgender update. Prepare for your head to explode.
Uh-huh.
Gender-fluid police officer in the United Kingdom is allowed to switch between male and female identities daily.
So you just go from skirt to pants?
Yep. Scotland Yard police officer is now the first gender-fluid officer in the UK. Goes from male to female, depending upon which particular one
I have a hard
he
time,
she feels like that day.
You may want to say difficult time.
I have a difficult time picking what I'm going to wear in the morning. Could you imagine if you doubled
two outfits?
Oh, man. That's just annoying.
At noon, I may end up switching. I better take the heels as well.
I'm feeling feminine today.
Osteen celebrating Satan makes more sense than all this. This is nuts.
Transgender people, I don't fully get it, but I understand. I'll take your word. You're going to. I give you that.
All right.
Yep. Gay people, fine. I get no business. Sure, you're attracted to things. The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yep.
So, okay, fine. I don't fully understand, but I get it.
Nope.
I get it. Good. We can just move on. Gender fluid, you're effing with me.
Yep.
You're messing with me now.
Because I would have loved this in college. Today, I feel like a woman. As what's her name saying?
I feel like
a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Face
and,
her. What's her name?
You could go into the women's dressing room anytime you wanted to.
Shania Twain. Thank you, Kirk.
You're gender fluid. You're messing with me.
That is
this
crazy.
This is them going, okay, the conservative libertarians there. Okay, let's see how far we can push this.
Uh-huh.
Let's just see if we can mess with them.
Wait until this comes to your local high school.
Wow, gender fluid is not a thing. Okay, you're wrong. Pick one.
This
depends on my mood.
Decide.
No,
decide.
It's like sometimes you want Chinese food, sometimes you want a burger, sometimes you want to be a woman, sometimes you want to be a man.
Okay. Uh-huh. See,
I can't believe you have enough material to do a regular gender update.
Yep, transgender.
Transgender update. Yeah. Wow, okay.
As Glenn used to say, was it check your underpants? Which is apparently what a woman did in India. She checked the underpants of a rapist holy man and then cut off his genitals. She said claiming that he had raped her for years. The police said the suspect named Gangeshananda Thirthapada.
Going, Shanagano won't rape anybody anymore.
Nope. Would come to the woman's house to perform prayer rituals for her father's death. She says other things were happening. And
While I cannot condone it, sorry, dude.
Yep.
He shouldn't be raping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, the lady was wrong, but I guess, in fact, I don't even know why it's a headline. I mean,
it
just kind of all worked itself out, didn't it?
Yep. It's some things, if you just leave them alone, they will happen.
Decisions. One more.
All right. Let's see here. Here's a good one. Diarrhea outbreaks are linked to swimming pools on the rise in the U.S.
Don't drink the water, kids. Don't drink the water.
One more.
Nacho cheese to blame for rare botulism outbreak at Sacramento area gas station.
Mm. Nacho cheese too good, man. Nacho cheese too good.
Oh, you were just ruining everything in my life today. Mm. All right, let me get a break. This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network. Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
A group of scientists have come up with a guide for key ages in your life. Key
peak, like adolescence and
like peak ages when you peak out at certain things when you're at the top of your game.
That was about 20 years ago.
Yeah, or bottom very rarely,
but it's for different things like peak language, for example. What is your peak language learning skills?
Or your peekaboo?
You're talking age. What
age is your peak? Give me a number.
Where
what
you're
is your
most
peak?
Fluent in language?
Where learning language?
Learning
like two
language.
And seven?
Seven,
eight. It is eight. Yeah, right there. What happened? They say your capacity to learn a second language, for example, drops off like a cliff after eight.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you're raising your kids and you want to get them to speak a second language. You really need to teach them at 2, 3, 4, 5, and it actually stores it in a different piece of the brain, part of the brain. If you try to learn after 8, stores a different place, it will always be a second language. It'll never be comfortable.
I wonder I couldn't pick up Spanish in high school. I failed that class.
Right. What about peak loneliness? What age in your life do you reach your peak level of loneliness where you're most lonely?
25.
Whatever Chris is.
Well, there isn't a word for what Chris is. I don't think there's a word or an age.
What did you say?
25.
What did you say?
32.
35. In fact, 9% of guys say they have no regular friends with 35-year-olds. And that makes sense. So if you're not married, your friends are married, whatever. Okay. Peak attractiveness for women. And this is based on dating statistics, survey preferences of men of every age group.
Now, when
this is a trick question.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because you want to say like in the 20s, but.
But wait, is it peak attractiveness that you're attractive to women?
That guys find women attractive.
And
the woman.
Yeah, okay. So Chris
says 16.
What age is the woman
when that men, guys find them attractive? Right. And this they did all demographics of men, all ages.
Chris says 16. I'm actually kind of inclined to agree with
that. I think this is a trick question. You want to go young, but I'm going to say like 40.
Kirk, what do you think? Peak attractiveness for women based on what all men like.
What all men
Kirk doesn't like women. He doesn't want to talk about women.
20 to 23.
Oh, I was wrong. See, I was going to say that, but...
Give me an older woman every time.
Yeah, every time.
Peak creativity. How old? This is based on an extensive test they did out of Stockholm.
Does it matter gender?
No, this is not gender exclusive.
Peak creativity...
When do you reach your peak creative?
22.
I was like 28.
25.
25.
They say you're just no longer as flexible, creatively speaking. You're set in your ways.
Hmm.
Peak chess playing abilities.
Chess playing abilities?
Ooh.
I didn't know that was a category.
45.
31.
Really?
So they say compared to statistics of 96 grandmasters, they had a significant cognitive decline after the age of 31.
It's because we just don't give a crap after
that. So attractive, 23. Creative, 25. Mm-hmm. Chess playing, 31. Lonely at 35. That all makes sense, doesn't it now?
Yep.
Peak contentment in life.
The day before you die.
55.
38. So what happens is like you've accepted 35. You're just like, well, crap, it's not going to get any better. I guess I'm done. Is it. Is there a sandwich around here somewhere?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Peak depression.
Now.
44.
44.
So you accept, okay, this is what it is, and you're like, wow, this what it is really sucks.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, so
this is what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, so that's not good for people that are over the age of 44, like Brad. You know.
I got one foot in the grave.
I didn't say that. I just said people like Brad.
All right,
and there are people like Brad in the room. That would be
you.
Me, exactly. How about peak Nobel Prize age? The peak age that people have won a Nobel Prize on average.
50.
42.
59. So you got a few years.
I've got
some. You better get to work, right.
So,
you've got something left you can accomplish.
For you, Doc, you
got
to get it done by next year, right? And then it's all over after that.
A few years to go. A couple more than that. Close. So, you got to get that done. You got to get cracking, Brad. You got a few years to get that done.
Well, and then that gets you over your depression once you win the Nobel Prize.
Right, exactly.
Although it's not that hard. I mean, Obama got it, so.
Yeah.
So did Al Gore. Difficult.
Not that difficult.
That's right. He got it even in office.
He didn't do anything.
Like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? So,
yep.
Wow.
World peace.
So that's something to make you feel good about. So I was telling Bowie, who's on Think Tank.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yep.
Okay, peak attractiveness for women. And she's like, I don't know, like 28. I go 23. She goes, you know, I just turned 24. And I was like, sorry. You're on the backside, sweetie. Sorry about that.
Downhill from here.
So Caleb, I go, peak creativity. I go, 25. He goes, I'm 25. I go, sorry, guys. Welcome to my world.
That's all you got to
do. Y'all suck now.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network. Doc Thompson.
Shields Maiden Mom said, great. I'm just a few months away from peak depression.
You're welcome.
Exactly. And I'm sure us telling you that helped out quite a bit.
It gets worse.
Yep.
Jordan Rick tweeted, my peak depression comes every day from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, a.k.a. the Glenn Beck program.
I know. Glenn is not helping with the peak depression.
Stay away from catastrophists.
You missed it yesterday, Brad, when I had Glenn go, wow, that's depressing.
Wow. It was quite a moment.
Glenn was like, I can't believe this. Wow, that's really depressing.
Wow.
Let's see. Kool-Aid drinker, hashtag what I learned today. Peak age of denial. Anyone older than Ted Cruz? You know what? I think it's time we just move on and talk to our food biz pro.
Celebrity Chef Patrick talks business and food trends with Doc Thompson and the Always Hungry Morning Blaze crew.
Are you still in Chicago?
I am back in Houston already, Doc.
Already there. What were you in Chicago? Well, let me see. Now, I don't know what you were in for because there may have been ulterior motives. You were at the food show in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I was at the National Restaurant Association restaurant and bar show for 2017.
Okay, I'm sure you spent more time on the bar show portion, but tell us what you saw at the food show portion.
You know, we're going to set the record straight. I actually did not attend the bar show, only the food show. Try to behave this time.
Okay, this time, after all those incidents last time. So what goes on there, first of all? This is just a convention. They show new trends and stuff, or...?
Yeah, so there are kind of four areas that they, or maybe five. You have these large equipment manufacturers and some smaller equipment manufacturers and plateware manufacturers that have large and small booths alike. There are food manufacturers, most of them national brands that you'd know, and then some smaller local and regional companies. And then you have clothing manufacturers specific to the restaurant industry, and then technology. And the technology is pretty incredible. We're, you know, some of the things I saw that are coming up kind of do what I do for some restaurateurs. So there were some really interesting things that came out this year.
So I saw you had some videos. I didn't get a chance to watch much of them, but I tweeted and posted some on Facebook, and we'll post some more so people can see them too. If you want to see them, it's foodbizpro.com is the website, or on Twitter at foodbizpro, and I think Facebook it's foodbizpro as well. So just check all those out. Give us some fun stuff that you saw or interesting stuff.
Well, on the product side, the non-food product side, there were two things that really caught my eye. But the most interesting thing was called the Oyster Plate. This gentleman, Tommy Waller, and his brother Adam, they redesigned the Oyster Plate. You know, an Oyster Plate has like these little divots in it. You put your oyster in there, sure. You serve it, you bake them, or you serve them raw. Well, they came up with a new one because when you bake them, all that yummy juice just kind of sits in that little hole in the tray. And they wanted to be able to capture all of that so you can dip your bread in it or dip your shrimp in it that might not be cooked on the tray. Mm-hmm. So they built these little channels that go into like a main small river that pool in a pond at the end. It's very, very cool.
Start thinking about Willy Wonka there. The little
Brad is like drooling on his computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made some baked brie oysters, which were unbelievable. That was the single best bite of the entire show.
Wait a minute. Baked brie oysters. So explain how that works. What that look like?
Well, if you don't have the tray, I'll tweet the recipe.
Okay.
And it's actually up on the Food Biz Pro Facebook page. But you basically take an aluminum tray or a baking dish. You put in some sort of a compound butter, which is butter mixed with lemon juice, garlic, salt, pepper, maybe a little Creole season if you want that.
I like where you're going.
So you put a little bit in the bottom, and then you layer shucked oysters in there, and then maybe a little more butter on top, and then you put brie on top of that. And they actually froze the brie and shredded it so you can spread it on there with some breadcrumbs on top of that, and then baked it. And oh, my goodness, it was by far the most outstanding thing I tried at the show.
Now, was that whole oyster too?
Yeah.
You do the whole, okay.
Yeah, well, what they took it out of the shell. So
you do a half oyster.
What's that?
I mean, the whole oyster. Of
no, 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 I mean the whole meat, though, not the whole shell.
Right.
I just meant, because that could be a pretty big bite if you got other stuff with it. It's got to be, okay. Interesting, though. That sounds awesome with the brie.
Yeah, and then you have the bread on the side. You kind of scoop it up, put it on there, and then you always have one bite of bread left after you take that bite, and you can just dip that in the sauce. It was unbelievable. He's got an amazing product, and you can find them at, again, I did a video with them on site. So if you go to Facebook, Food Biz Pro, there's a Facebook Live video that we did. Some of the other stuff I found, clothing, well, there are some big manufacturers, and one of them I like is called Chef Works out of California. They're based in San Diego or Poway. They came out with these new line of chef coats, which are really lightweight and breathable. It's a nylon cotton mix. It's called the Valencia line. So I'll throw up some pictures tomorrow, or actually later today I'll have some pictures. I'll throw those up of me modeling some of their jackets, doing some of those famous side-glancing chef poses. I didn't have a knife in my hand. I didn't want to fight anymore.
His hand on his
hand. And I was needing some new headshots, and it was free. So yeah.
Good deal. That works awesome. Any other interesting food? Was there local stuff represented as well, or the regional stuff?
Yeah. So I did a really good interview with Chobani, the corporate chef for them, Jake Breer. Not a local chain, but they're doing some really neat things with yogurt now, and they're really pushing for that to be substituted instead of sour cream and mayonnaise.
Actually, you know what, Patrick? I've done that for years now. I mean, I really like the sour cream, but it is more fattening or whatever. And yogurt is healthy aside from the less fat. So I've replaced like a Greek yogurt that doesn't have any additional flavors to it for sour cream if I have like Mexican food or something.
Here's a good idea.
Absolutely. And they have kind of a really interesting throwback product that they're going to bring to market pretty soon. I can't talk about, but I got wind of, and I think it's going to really change the yogurt market once again. They changed it 10 years ago with their style of yogurt, and they're going to do something completely new here pretty soon. So another great local company is called Think Jerky. The founder, Rick Hirsch, he was pretty disheartened when he found out that most jerky products are pumped full of sugar. And so he went out to create a really healthy product, and he worked with these Michelin-starred chefs from New York, Chicago, and a couple of non-Michelin-starred but very, very, very famous local chefs. And he developed a line of these amazing jerkies, and their flavors are unbelievable. I mean, stuff that they have is things I never would have thought of. They have one that's like a sweet chipotle jerky. They have this one that's called Thanksgiving. It's a turkey jerky with cranberry flavor on it. It's really, really good.
Are there different meats there, or is it all beef?
No, he has a turkey.
They have turkey.
Would be
turkey. Yeah, turkey and beef.
Hey, Chris, Cal's not listening again. Cal's not listening again.
The turkey part. I've seen duck jerky, ostrich jerky, buffalo jerky.
By the way, Cal, the jerky store called, and they're running out of you. Sorry.
They have this sriracha honey and a ginger orange.
Ooh,
and it was really good.
Yes, Cal, they have sriracha honey.
Now, is that like honey, or is that...
I was thinking like something like that with sriracha. They have anything like that? Sorry.
Did you get any oysters at all?
It wasn't sriracha sweetie. It was sriracha honey.
Oh, very good.
Some yogurt stuff happening up there too, I think.
You need the yogurt after you eat jerky, right? Just to kind of take care of things.
So where's the jerky store out of? Where's that guy from? Is he local?
They're based out of Chicago, actually. And Doc, one of the really famous chefs out of Chicago, Matt Troost, he was the Bacon Fest champion. He made the sweet chipotle. So I'm going to try to get some samples to you just so you can say that you ate the best jerky made by the Bacon Fest champion.
That sounds fantastic. Bacon Fest. We got it. Okay. And by the way, do not get suckered into bacon. It's like the siren song. Okay. Because now some Bacon Fest may be great, but the horrible one I went to a couple years ago in Dayton, Ohio, it was like Crash on the Rocks. You know what was missing from Bacon Fest?
Bacon.
It was horrible. I've told this story. I'm having like PTSD from Bacon Fest at this point. All right, Patrick.
This was the Bacon Fest Chicago, which is a big one. So
yeah, we'll have to do it. We'll try to get them on for a Building America segment. Would be kind of cool to talk about the jerk stuff. That'd be really cool.
Absolutely,
Patrick. I saw an interesting story. I want to take it. McDonald's has been phasing out their artificial flavors. McDonald's is scrambled. They're trying to do anything they can, and they've come back a little bit, but they're just still not getting, the drive or push they used to. Anyways, as part of this, they changed their soft serve ice cream flavor 6 months ago. Did you notice, Brad?
Nope.
You didn't even notice?
Nope.
Do you get McDonald's ice cream?
Nope.
Oh, that's why you didn't notice. Okay. There it is.
That's the thing on the menu that everybody orders, right?
Yeah. Patrick, do you think this is going to save them, getting rid of the some of the artificial flavored stuff and coming up with different lines of Big Macs?
You know, the whole big headline of them going, trying to switch to sustainable beef didn't work. The dollar menu didn't work. You know, they're starting 3 years ago, that was the first time they closed stores for the first time in history, in McDonald's history. And I just don't see that changing.
What would you, if you were in the think tank? And I mean, you know, you have some experience. This, you're not really the fast food guy, but what would you tell them? I mean, because I would start with, guys, you need a game changer in your menu. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if they need one in their menu. I think they need to maybe do a spin-off.
They need a whole reimagining.
A complete new concept. Yeah, because okay. McDonald's is, you're stuck with a McDonald's image in your head, right?
Right.
For our generation, it's Grimace, the Hamburglar, and the first day that you saw that the Big Mac came out. Okay, for younger generations,
it's just Grimace.
Or
it's funny. Everything that got them, you know, up to this point is now hurting them. What was
You're right. It's old, right? I mean, the kids see all that stuff is old. Mm-hmm. So while you build this brand and they didn't evolve, I guess, is the...
It's like the beer market.
Well, and the other thing is, why not just stay with the really tasty, unhealthy fries that you had? Why change to the non-trans fat oils? Look, if you want to make really good fries,
right,
use beef fat or duck fat. They used to use real beef fat. So if you're going to have a product that's not good for you, at least make it taste good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Good deal. All right, Food Biz Pro, Patrick Mosier. Go to foodbizpro.com, at Food Biz Pro on Twitter and the Facebook, and you can check out the videos of some of the stuff he talked about. Pat, thanks so much. Go. Okay?
Thanks.
Happy All right, have a great day. You as well. This is The Morning Blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
If you would, please try Relief Factor, especially if you're somebody with chronic pain. I mean, I'd appreciate you trying it anyways, because they're a proud sponsor of The Morning Blaze. And if you take care of our sponsors, we're able to stay in business.
We can work a little bit longer.
That helps out quite a bit. Relief Factor is a wonderful product, though. It's all natural. It's an anti-inflammatory, helping all kinds of Blaze audience members and people right here at The Blaze. One of the people that's helped out is Nicole.
I started getting numbing, like carpal tunnel, but then I started realizing it was all up in my shoulder. The cramping, the pain, it was almost unbearable. When I started taking Relief Factor, it just seemed like everything relaxed. And I'm able to stretch it out now. I'm able to work it out. I'm able to sleep. To me, it is a lifesaver.
Try Relief Factor, the all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's going to help you deal with chronic pain. If you know somebody that suffers with chronic pain, maybe you help them out. It's only $19.95 for a three-week quick start pack, and that's enough to make sure that you get the full effects of Relief Factor, because it's usually...
The biggest thing is that people who... anybody who gets this, it didn't work for me. They didn't use the product right. You've got to read the directions, take it at least twice a day.
So you're telling me if I follow the directions and use the product right, then there's a better chance of the product working.
Exactly.
Funny. Let me write this down. That's a revolutionary.
For guys, it is.
Relief Factor at relieffactor.com. You could call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. And again, it's just $19.95 to try today. 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Let's get some tweets now. Hashtag what I learned today. 100th level mystic. What I learned today is Doc Thompson's show sure he didn't accidentally go to Kevin Bacon Fest. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Kevin Bacon Fest is nowhere near as tasty as Bacon Fest.
I mean, I would doubt that.
No, Kevin Bacon... tell you? Do you remember me telling you about Bacon Fest when I went?
I've had beers.
So my wife's like, hey, they had a Bacon Fest coming. It's new, and I'm like, oh, cool, and. As I'm driving around, and of course they have it like in a little park, so it's, you know, whatever. As I'm driving around looking for parking, I'm like, okay, I already see the fit because it's new.
Right.
So they haven't thought this thing through well.
Nope.
Okay, there's the failures, and I'm like, I'm getting annoyed, but I'm keeping it cool because there's bacon inside.
Right.
And then we go to get in line, and they have it's a complete debauchery of people debauchery.
Well, no, that's debacle. A new word. Debacle and debauchery.
I'm starting to debacle. Complete debacle of people getting in line where they're checking bags.
People oh, yes.
Because you don't want people bringing in. It's a park. What am I going to bring in?
Think
a
about
ferret?
It. And think about I this. Mean, it's Bacon Fest.
Right. Who's blowing up Bacon Fest, right?
Hey, man. There's nothing
all of the extremists, you know, maybe that don't like the pork.
Off bacon.
But the people that don't have bags, you got to wait in line behind all the people. So it's a whole script. So then they have like 6 or 8 different little restaurants there that have bacon. And they only had to make like one little thing that you'd get.
Right.
And some of them... They weren't, none of them were ready. It was like, oh, right. We have too many people where you're waiting like 20 minutes to get something.
Yeah.
One of them, you wait in line forever. Nobody had just bacon
right.
or like simple bacon dishes. And some were like, hey, here's this dish that has nothing to do with bacon, but we put a couple bacon crumbles on top. And by the way, there's only like I said, like 6 or 8 places. And I'm standing in the hot baking sun. Uh-huh. Spending money on all. Oh, and then you had to get tickets. You had to go up and buy bacon tickets with your money and then give them to the people because they couldn't handle.
Yeah, you can't use just regular
sure
cash.
You weren't at Fyre Festival?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was. I would rather be at the Fyre Festival. Right. It was horrible. So I'm like, no. So the next year, my wife's like, hey, they're doing bacon. And I go, don't even. Don't even. I'm sure they fit. No.
I'm not going.
I'm done. Fool me once with no bacon. Shame on you. Fame me.
Fool me twice with no
I'm
gonna bacon.
I'm going to go buy my own bacon.
Yeah. Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Just in the past few days, we've had some pretty shocking revelations about North Korea. First of all, it looks like the USS aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan is now heading into the area of Korea. They were apparently doing some drills or war games or whatever it is, not too far from Japan. Now they have joined the Carl Vinson, I believe, in the region, which doesn't look real good if you're trying to avoid any conflicts.
Yeah.
Looks like there may be something going on. We know that they completed that missile shield. The U.S. put a greater missile shield in South Korea, right? Mm-hmm. And now there's indications that that cyber attack, that malware attack
came
a couple
from
of weeks
North
ago,
Korea?
Right, that Russia likely stole the information, tried to peddle it, eventually dumped it online. North Korea had the technology, either directly or indirectly, from Russia, and that they may be responsible for the attack. Then, of course, they had the missile, another missile test.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things, by some people's measure, would be an act of war against South Korea, against the United States, against the world. So what's happening?
They're
what are we going to do about
it? Being shy about it.
Right. Joining us now, Olivia Enos from Heritage Foundation. Olivia, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. How are things shaping up with North Korea and us? What's your take on this?
Well, it's not looking so good.
No.
As you referenced, there's a lot of focus on North Korea's nuclear and missile activities. But surprisingly, there is a lot less focus on the human rights abuses that are ongoing there. One major misconception is that North Korea's human rights abuses are not linked in any way to their missile activities or their nuclear activities. But the reality is that the Kim regime actually uses human rights abuse to maintain its grip on power. And so really more attention should be given to some of the human rights challenges that North Korea is facing, in addition to some of the nuclear and missile activities that are obviously horrible.
Well, and they also, they steal from their people. And sometimes, I mean, it's gotten really bad. I mean, the number of people that starved during the 90s and that, so they could take that money or those resources and put towards building the military and missiles and nuclear weapons potentially.
Absolutely. I mean, in 2014, the United Nations conducted a report, and they found that North Korea may be guilty of committing crimes against humanity, in part because of its forcible starvation of its people, but also because there are an estimated 80,000 to 120,000 people living in prison camps today. I mean, that is a huge number of people. And even if you're a North Korean living outside of these prison camps, you face unbelievable conditions, restrictions on your free speech, limited access to food. It's really dire situation there.
I don't think most people fully understand what happens inside of North. First of all, it's very closed off. It's hard for us to get a lot of information. But of the information that's out there, somehow that information, Olivia, does not get disseminated well to the average American. I don't know if we've got other issues. People see other, you know, terrorism, 9/11, whatever in the news that focuses. But when we think about just human rights violations, North Korea is not on most people's radar screen. Why is that?
Yeah, it's very surprising that more people don't know and understand about North Korea. I think a big part of the puzzle piece is that because the regime is so closed, I mean, it's colloquially referred to as the Hermit Kingdom, you essentially don't see pictures coming out of North Korea in the same way that maybe you see pictures of suffering children in Syria or elsewhere. And so I think that the best way we have is to take those refugees that have fled North Korea and shine a spotlight on their stories, because these are real people who endured the hardship of North Korea and can give firsthand accounts of what's going on there. But the other reason is I think that there are misconceptions out there that the Kim regime is crazy, or that there's nothing that we can do to address human rights abuses and challenges in North Korea. So people tend to overlook that. But the reality is that there are many important steps that can be taken to address North Korea's human rights challenges, and they should be taken in the near future.
North Korea may have the worst human rights violations on the planet. And I've read a couple of different books and countless articles on what goes on. They have a multi-generation punishment policy. Is it three generations?
Three generations, yes, sir.
If you do something wrong, or something they say is wrong or perceived wrong, they punish three generations of your family. They may send your grandkids to jail for nothing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's sort of the idea that, you know, the sins of the father are passed down to the sins of, you know, the sons and daughters. And it's really, really difficult, because basically if they do something that is deemed politically incorrect, which can be as simple as listening to a radio program or watching a South Korean television show.
Or just not having Dear Leader's picture hung properly in your home, right?
Right, exactly. Or, you know, beyond that, their religious freedom is substantially curtailed as well, because if you're caught with a Bible or you are a practicing Christian, oftentimes three generations of your family are sent to the prison camp as well.
There's a book from, and I've read a couple of people who escaped from North Korea. One of them is Escape from Camp 14 is the translation. Mm-hmm. This is a kid who, if I remember right, he was born in a prison camp because of something a relative did that his mother was in the camp. And she was impregnated because she was raped by the guards. She was raped all the time and eventually got pregnant, and she had this baby. And then he was raised in the prison camp, and he was abused and raped from an early age. And then at the age of 6, 8, whatever it is, they call her out one day into the square and in the camp and shoot her in the head in front of him. And then he said, then the abuse got really bad. And at one point he describes being tied arms and legs like spread eagle over a fire. People were roasting him in the camp, just burning him. And he was so desperate that he fled the camp and out of Korea, not knowing that there was any other. He thought it might even be worse. These people are brainwashed. Worse beyond the borders. It just so happened that he managed to get out and make his way and eventually found his way to South Korea. This is what these people go through all the time, Olivia.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, there are many tales of refugees who have fled North Korea who lived in the prison camps. Shin Dong-yuk, who you mentioned from Escape from Camp 14, is one of them. Another individual is Kong Chul Wan. He wrote a book called The Aquariums of Pyongyang. And in that story, he lived from age, I believe it was 9 until 19, so 10 of his very formative years in a prison camp. And during that time, he lost his grandmother, he lost his father, he lost his mother, and I believe he lost another sibling. The only two individuals to survive were him and his brother. But now he's actually dedicated his life to improving information access in North Korea. And this was something I think is a great initiative to get information into North Korea so that individuals inside North Korea have the ability to decide for themselves whether they want to stay inside North Korea and sort of facilitate change from within or flee to freedom in South Korea or otherwise and carry out the very, very excellent work that defectors like Kong Chul-won or Kim Jong-ah, who also fled North Korea and also engages in information efforts. But there are incredible refugees out there who are doing great work, and their voices really should be amplified. I could not agree more.
And the difficult thing is for the people that if we were to get this information across the border, the difficult thing is this is beyond being brainwashed by a government. This is cult-like. It's gone on for so many generations. They honestly believe, another book, I can't remember her name, she escaped, and she described after having finally fled, and it took her 9 years to get to South Korea, because she ended up being in China for a while, and when she finally got out, she learned the truth. All of this stuff was a lie. Everything they said about how worse it is beyond the borders of North Korea, all of this stuff, and yet, when she still saw the picture of Dear Leader, it tugged emotionally at her, where she still had this little bit of love left, because it was just beaten into her from the earliest of age. That, how do you get beyond that, Olivia? I mean, that's generational, right? You got it. We're going to have many generations.
There are many ways, I believe, that we can sort of help to empower the people of North Korea. And one of those ways, just recently in Congress, Senator Marco Rubio introduced a bill called the North Korea Human Rights Act, and this is a reauthorization of a previous act passed by Congress. But this act, one, demonstrates American leadership in caring for the people of North Korea. It demonstrates that, the Trump administration has placed a strong emphasis on North Korea as being key to its Asia policy. But this would emphasize that we have a holistic policy, both addressing the nuclear and missile side of things, as well as addressing the human rights side of things. And some of the core elements of the North Korea Human Rights Act are to improve our information dissemination efforts. At present, we focus mostly on radio and that type of information dissemination. But if the North Korea Human Rights Act were passed, we would focus on differing forms of technology, getting in USB drives, improving Wi-Fi access, getting North Koreans the technology they need to access information from the outside that demonstrates what's beyond the 38th parallel.
Olivia, thanks so much for the work you're doing. I'm going to go ahead and tweet out a link to some of your stuff as well. I know you have an article in Forbes on this and some of the documentations of what people suffer. I think that the takeaway is if you talk about human rights violations, you've got to include North Korea in it. It can't be just select place around the world. And then we have to decide as a people, not just in America, but the world, what we will tolerate and what we will not and what we're going to do about it. Olivia, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day. President Trump is just about to take off from Rome. He has been in Italy all day. He met with the president there. He's going to take off and then head to Brussels. So he's continuing his tour. Done well, not done well, pretty uneventful.
I think he's done pretty well.
I think he's actually done pretty well with it.
He said some right things. He's considering what's going on in the world.
For a guy who's not the diplomat, who's not the, Although, cast in that light.
I think he's done pretty well at sticking to the teleprompter, I think they told him, Mr. President, let's go on script here. Don't shoot from the hip.
It's got to be fun, though. Stressful, but fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the president that sticks to it. You're like George H.W. Bush, who was probably like, oh, okay, he's here. Great. Okay, we're on to Brussels now, right? I mean, whatever. But Trump, you're like, he's speaking.
Dear God, let him stick to the script. Dear God, let him stick to the script.
Oh, wow.
All right, we finished that one.
It's for like thrill seekers, the people that, you know, want to be jet pilots and stuff. You're living on the edge. Right. That's what it's like. I got to break in. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So CNN, you know, the unbiased CNN.
Oh, yeah.
They sent a report. And hang on. Let me back up. Is there anything going on in the world right now? Anything at all?
Quite a bit going on.
I mean, anything
on
important? I mean, nothing important, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you people know, going to work.
Terrorist attacks.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Terrorist attacks.
Yeah, but I mean, aside from that, I mean, what
possible
else?
Possible nuclear war with North Korea.
Okay, I mean, a couple of things like that. But I mean, is there anything else?
I think the Philippines had some people dying and stuff.
So there's some pretty
famine
important things.
In Somalia.
Right. Now, obviously, President Trump, you know, is in that mix somewhere. How's he going to handle some of these stuff, whatever? Mm-hmm. And CNN reported, they could be reporting on his trip, how he's dealing with negotiations, you know, what...
The important stuff.
Right. What people are thinking about it, you know, what they want him to
commenting
do or whatever.
About it.
And they said, let's cover, out of all that stuff, President Trump, and let's cover him by asking third graders what they think of President Trump.
That's obviously related.
Third grade, all the, let's see what third grade is.
It's because important.
What would be their motivation for that?
Sounds like a biased approach.
It was an edited piece.
You think? Too.
Yeah, so let's hear just a clip of the CNN covering Trump via third grader.
What do you think Donald Trump and his campaign are being investigated about?
I think he's being investigated about, like, how he got elected as president a little bit, and then if he's working with the Russians or not.
They're investigating him because to see if Russia hacked into the campaign to give him more votes.
Yeah.
They maybe just don't like him, so they're just trying to make up a case.
I feel like it would be good to know whether something like that would be real or not. Like if they're investigating him, like if he ate a sandwich or not.
Yeah, the sandwich investigation would not be popular. That'd be a waste of taxpayer money.
Yes, of course.
What do you think the best thing Donald Trump has done so far?
Lower the taxes.
Yeah, well, he's been talking about that, but he hasn't done it yet. But you think it's a good promise?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing he's done so far is promising to lower taxes, because I don't want to be 80 paying $1 million for taxes.
How much you want to pay when you're 80?
Not much.
No? Give me an amount.
Maybe like $100.
What don't you like about what he's done so far?
Building a wall is a bad idea. Because what if someone was like in Mexico and stayed there for a couple of years, and when the wall was built, they won't be able to get back home?
So, just to clarify, he asked, you know, what do you think he's been investigated for? I don't remember them doing that with Hillary. Because there were a couple of things he could have been investigated for. Or President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what do you like about him? Lowering taxes. He hasn't done that.
He hasn't done that yet.
Okay. What about you? Promising to lower taxes, realizing he hasn't done it. Okay, great. And then what don't you like about him? And they just start, you can't build the wall, build the wall, build the wall.
Scripted or those kids weren't coached.
That one on the wall, what kid is thinking about the wall that he's building?
Right.
What kid is thinking about investigating
taxes?
The taxes one, I understand.
They're 8 and 9 years old.
I was worried about taxes at 8 and 9. Weren't you worried about taxes at 8 and 9?
I was worried about the alternative minimum tax, knowing how someday it may hit me if I meet certain standards, you know.
I was worried about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right. I was worried about not getting slapped in the back of the head for not turning the light off. We're not heating the whole outdoors. So that was one of the little gems from the unbiased CNN of all the stuff you could cover, even if you want to make it light, even if you want to do it, whatever. There's no bias there. There's no agenda, really. How do you do that?
Because they don't care. They're at war with him. You know, he's called them out so many times, so they're trying to stick it to him. It's obvious. It's obviously biased.
Just admit it, CNN. I'd be fine with it if you people just admitted your bias. Hey, this is who we are.
Right.
We're a left of center network. We're an extreme left network, whatever it is.
We don't like the president.
Right, MSNBC, they had their lean forward. That's the best we got.
Right.
No, you're not leaning forward. You're leaning left. Way just admit left. It.
Right. Be honest. I think I'd have respect them a lot more. I might actually watch it.
I don't know, because then you can glean from it what their take is on the stuff. And then you add up different networks and different takes. But that was just one interesting thing from the unbiased CNN.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, they were talking about, they had an expert on who was talking about the attack the night before last.
Expert in quotes?
Yes, expert, okay. Talking about the attack in England. And he had an interesting take on it. Here's the clip.
Given the fact that they're looking into this real possibility, and there is, it would appear, some evidence that this was a suicide bombing, that certainly takes you down the Islamist terrorist direction. It must also be noted that in recent months in Europe, there have been a number of false flag plots where right-wing extremists have tried to frame Islamists for terrorism. We've seen that in Germany in recent weeks. But a suicide bomber really does take you down the direction of Islamist terror.
It's probably the Islamist. Probably the extremist Muslim. Probably. Yeah. But,
I mean,
it could be the right just trying to frame him. Wait, so the right was willing to kill people, put a bomb out there to frame them.
Has nothing to do with the fact that ISIS took responsibility, but it's still...
No, none of that. I mean, it might still be some... Could just be...
frame job.
It might be Sean Hannity.
It might be Sean
Hannity. Could be Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. Could be Doc Thompson, any of us. Just trying to frame them.
You.
That's really what it was. I was there, Ariana Grande.
The Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
A clip I want to play now from the Mike Opelka program. He's on noon to three on the Blaze Radio Network. Just want to share this with you.
What do you make of the globe, the little glowing orb that they all put their hands on?
I thought that was a bit cliche, but I get the point they're trying to make. But that kind of was a little bit of the self-flatulation that I was talking about. Between that and, you know, they spend like a good 10 minutes each just talking each other up, both of them. So I guess I see the point, but I think most people get that it's, a little bit see-through.
Well, I tend to agree with you, although we're going to disagree on some of your word use here. So I think that's a G and not a T in that word. One refers to farting and the other. Never mind. We're not going to get into
it. Did I say flatulation? I meant fledgling.
Yes, you did. And I thought you were doing it on purpose to see if I'd call you out.
No, that was totally accidental.
You've been working with Doc Thompson too much.
How is my name being impugned in this?
Can you answer for this? You are embarrassing us in a different show.
You are good
at
flatulating.
Wow, how am I drug into that? So you were on with Mike Opelka. There was a little slip of the tongue.
Yeah. I said flatulate instead of flagellate.
Why are you embarrassing us in a different show? That's embarrassment there.
Well, I figured you get to do it. Why can't
right.
I?
I don't know.
And I appreciate it, though.
Not regularly.
You know what I appreciate, though? Cal is good with the self-deprecating humor.
I think you mean deprecating.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
That's... one slip of the tongue, and I'm not going to hear the end of it.
No, you're not. It's fair game.
I love how you guys just ambush me with it, too.
How's that ambush?
Because they just threw it on right now without any word.
No, we not threw it. We've been
Were you listening? How'd you even know I was on?
Don't worry about who is sending me clips of you.
Could have been Mike Opelka.
I was going to say. It was
Could
Opelka,
have been Glenn Beck.
It?
Could have been anybody.
It wasn't Opelka.
I'm going to clear his name. It was not Opelka.
Well, who was it then?
Who played it?
Kirk played it.
Okay. Kirk
wasn't here. It was Kirk.
He listens all the time.
He was listening to Michael Pelka.
Pulled it from the archive.
And then he was like, hey, did you hear this at the 15-minute mark? And I was like, no, I did not.
I know where you're looking.
Kirk kept saying, hey, you want to play this?
He's been wanting to play this since like Monday.
It happens. It's kind of funny, though.
I actually sent Cruz an email was it Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I would say, though, I still think it's pretty accurate, though.
Yeah.
Self-flagellation is probably that's pretty.
You're talking about the POTUS, so yeah.
That's right. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, maybe.
So, yeah, we had to give you the business there.
Just a little bit.
you would not have given us the business.
I really don't know where you guys find the time to.
What are you talking about?
Because
it wasn't us.
The funny thing is that, okay, you, I mean, not to get into too much details, have just basically it's work. You focus
it's my
on
whole
work,
life, right?
You know, your family life for certain circumstances is not as what's the word? Doesn't
busy.
Call on your time as much as I'd say
right,
mine is.
Right.
And Chris over here is a single guy. He doesn't, other than work, you know, there's mm-hmm. he has a son and everybody, you know, he's the same situation is not
mm-hmm.
as
time. Mm-hmm.
Me, it's like I work and then mm-hmm. I have another job when I go home being the father husband mm-hmm. Duties. Mm-hmm. So I don't have time to even think about
what is he?
Basically he just called us bad parents and bad fathers.
Right. And he played the victim.
And he played the victim card. And not only that, he always said,
I don't have the time. I don't know where you find the time.
We have the same amount of time.
Listen, and we do the same amount of work. For example, yesterday when we went to lunch.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Went to lunch at LA Burger.
Yes.
We were planning the show.
We're planning. It's La Burger.
La Burger, yeah. So we were planning the show. We talk about stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's
this
what it
is. When you
we're always planning.
You collude and you
no, there's
collude.
No colluding.
Wow, that
there's
sounds
no colluding.
Negative. That
yeah,
sounds like it's like no a conspiracy. You know, like we're out
and
to get you.
If I was you, I will thank us and Kirk because mm-hmm. if I've
no,
had
no
made
thinking.
A mistake somewhere else, I would like that to be pointed out and say, "Hey, Chris, make sure that you're not talking about farting. You talk about some what you
let's
actually
say you
mean.
Were like self-flagellating.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you want that pointed out.
Exactly.
Right? Something like that.
No. I wouldn't.
Okay. Sure well,
wouldn't.
Now we know. Write that down.
Okay.
Okay, so now we know. And that's what this is all about.
This should be today's lunch. When you go out
this
to lunch
is learning
today,
day.
Right.
And you plan and discuss.
Right.
Talk about this.
Okay,
so
good.
Tomorrow
also, you're not coming for lunch?
Right.
To La Burger today?
No, I'm not coming to lunch for La Burger.
Okay.
You seem so upset.
Just bring you something back?
No, I'm going to pass it.
You know Cosmo, that used to be a magazine? I guess it's online or something now.
Cosmopolitan?
Yeah.
It's still our magazine.
Is it? Is
yeah.
it still there? I didn't know
I
they still
every,
make them.
I get it every week.
You get it all the time?
Yeah.
You're a subscriber?
I take the tests.
The girl quizzes.
Can
you please
you.
Your man?
Yes.
Those are the
or,
quizzes.
Or which one? What kind
how
of flower are
man.
You? Yeah.
Kind of flower are you?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I'm a lily.
Do you know how to please your man?
Oh, I know how to please my man.
Did you see the story they carried from the Swedish photographer? Swedish photographer who has pictures, and the photographer, they ran the story because they wanted to remind their readers that everyone is beautiful.
Oh, this is the...
Is everyone beautiful, Cal?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
you're
look
beautiful.
At us.
Right.
No.
Now, you could say everybody internally is beautiful, not physically.
No,
would you say everybody...
Then, no.
Yeah, the guys that killed the girls in the bombing
no,
the other
no,
night, Ariana Grande.
Beautiful,
not
no.
beautiful.
No.
No, pretty
no.
ugly. Pretty ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
not everybody is beautiful. Can
no,
we get
no.
off this narrative?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know which story.
Now
you're talking
I'm
going to
share pictures to see if you agree or disagree.
Oh no,
there
they're
go,
bad
Cal.
Pictures. They're bad pictures.
Oh my
no,
god,
they're
oh.
bad pictures.
Yeah, Adam, you're, hey, Kirk, you're going to want to run in and take a look at these two.
Why?
And see
okay,
these.
I don't,
okay, no, hang on. Let me show you. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone. I'll share a link to this, folks. How would you describe this woman?
That is a blob.
Gargantuan. Naked and gargantuan. You don't have to worry about seeing anything inappropriate because there's fat everywhere that gets in the way.
Obese would be nice.
Clinically obese. This is Jerry Springer, tear the wall out of my house, get a forklift, and rescue me, fat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Stop with the narrative that everyone's beautiful. You're not. You're not convincing me. I see this stuff. We're not. I'm not saying this person is a heinous person.
No.
But physically, you are not the specimen of beauty.
No.
And
no.
this is not just Doc Thompson speaking. This is the majority of society.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, 100%.
Then how come the only one who calls this stuff out?
Because you don't fall under political correctness narrative?
No. You don't do the whole political correctness.
Do you think you're fooling anybody here that anybody's going to go, oh, all this time.
You know who you're fooling?
I thought the supermodel was attractive.
You know who you're fooling?
Who am I fooling?
This generation. The millennial and the next generation.
But they know the truth. You know what this is? This is the we don't keep score generation.
What do you mean?
I've talked with people who were raised in the we don't keep score generation.
Okay.
Right?
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But we don't keep score, right?
Okay.
And I talked to him and I go, I think it might have been Caleb that was telling me that. He goes, here's the thing. We still kept score.
Of course you do.
They just didn't put it up on the scoreboard. He said in the dugout or on the bench, we were all like, they're up 4 runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
he said they all knew.
Mm-hmm.
But in public, to their coach, to their parents, they were all like,
winners.
We're all winners or whatever. But we really know the other team won.
Yeah.
They all, no, you're right. We're all beautiful. That is one fat, blobby woman.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who had to Photoshop those, he knows who's.
He's in an asylum now.
Yeah.
By the way, he would
he
rather
his eyes out.
Right, he would rather photograph Senator Blob from Barbara Mikulski.
Michael Moore.
Oh, God. Actually, that reminds me of Michael Moore.
Those pictures do remind you of Michael Moore.
Yeah.
He used those instead.
I had a...
I like that they blurred out certain parts.
You did not have to.
I don't know. They didn't have to, but they blurred out like a nipple and then a groin area.
What they thought was a nipple.
Like, I would have rather they blurred everything else out.
I had a friend of mine share a story with me the other day that a friend of his works in like health screening, doing SUV tests, stuff like this. SUV.
STD?
STDs. Wow, see that? Self-flagellation.
Good job.
Record that. We'll play it tomorrow. So, Cal.
Okay, Cal, give you the business.
Give me the business about
it. Can you just forget about that?
So you'd be shocked.
I'm going to forget about it.
STD screenings, right?
Did you see that new Toyota STD?
I did. It's a fantastic car.
Looks like a nice car.
You got to watch the rear end.
I want to get the new 20.
The rear end is going to be trouble for you, though.
2018 Ford STD.
See, I'll just roll with it all day long because that's funny stuff. So, they're doing the STD screenings, right? And this girl comes in. I just heard this yesterday. Girl comes in and goes, I need to get screened with her. They do all the screenings. And the girl showed this last summer, shows up a month later. And they're like, you just did all your screenings
Month
ago.
What are you back
What are you doing?
For?
Well, I want to get more screenings. They're like, you were here a month ago. What? She goes, well, 4th of July and all, you know.
wait, you know. What? I turned into a whore on 4th of July. So.
We're changing to whore of July. I mean, you
know, I just figured I'd get checked again.
Wait a minute, like long weekend. Well, you gotta understand. I can't control myself.
You didn't get the memo.
Inhibition
every
goes,
long
just goes
weekend,
out the window.
You become a hoe,
right?
And you get screen tested.
You gotta get going with the screening. Yeah. So you imagine her. She's like, oh shoot, I really should have waited that screening like a couple weeks later. So was it? Something to do with 4th of July, the magic of the fireworks, this warm summer night.
No, it was just a weekend.
Or was it a long weekend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Spring break's coming up. I'm going to need a whole new Petri dish.
Absolutely, because, you know, that's like a whole week, right, that I'm going to get off.
And by the way, summer's coming.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, 4th of July and all, right? Hilarious. Hey, if you are somebody that suffers with chronic pain or you know somebody that suffers with chronic pain, please try Relief Factor. It works. That's the bottom line. It works. It's a way to deal with the inflammation in your body once and for all, because a lot of times the chronic pain has to deal with the inflammation in your body. And most of the ways we have been trained to treat the inflammation and the pain that comes with it is just by masking it with narcotics, masking it with some other process or procedure that isn't that effective and often will start wearing off. You become less sensitive to it, and it's not as effective. Deal with it with Relief Factor. You can get a quick start pack for 3 weeks for just $19.95. Call Relief Factor at 800-500-8384. A lot of people around here have tried it. It's been successful. A lot of people in the audience, including Nicole.
I started getting numbing, like carpal tunnel, but then I started realizing it was all up in my shoulder. The cramping, the pain, it was almost unbearable. When I started taking Relief Factor, it just seemed like everything relaxed. And I'm able to stretch it out now. I'm able to work it out. I'm able to sleep. To me, it is a lifesaver.
Try Relief Factor today. That quick start pack for you or somebody else that you know is suffering from chronic pain for just $19.95. It's 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com. It works.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned in new scientific measurements, forever is roughly equal to 9 years.
Just about forever equals 9 years.
Right, it's nine.
Yeah.
It used to mean
forever.
Forever. Not now anymore. It means 9 years.
It means about nine.
We learned that everybody at UT worships Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Every
the
one
horns,
of them.
Diablo.
Now you know.
Diablo.
El Diablo. El Diablo.
I was going to say it's El Diablo.
We got that right.
Yeah.
It's not La Diablo.
No, it's not La Diablo.
La Diablo.
Well, it depends what the devil identifies himself today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's been my experience. The devil is female.
Okay, then La Diablo.
We learned that you should look for a new future government mandate that all cars will include a bear escape latch.
Yes.
And finally, we learned that doctors often see an STD spike every 5th of July.
Or SUV.
SUV spikes as well. Both of them very high in the 5th of July. Right. Cal, spinning the dials, radio style, Dallas, Texas. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned if your impregnable vault is pregnable, you're doing it wrong.
Let me think. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right.
You want to make sure it's impregnable. I learned, amazingly enough, I'm the culture shock because I am too much Muslim. I am too much Muslim and I am the culture shock. Not Cheech and Chong over here. No, I'm too much culture shock. I learned literally Cosmo is redefining beautiful. Literally.
They
literally are redefining beautiful.
Let's say literally trying.
Or trying, yeah.
Wow.
Or trying to blind us all.
Kirk, spinning the dials, radio style, Dallas, Texas morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned today, y'all give me the jobs that nobody else wants. You pawn me off on this, Hear Me Out app, picking the lorry today.
Yes, that's right. You're just figuring that one out.
And you're moonlighting as a spy listening to other things and calling them out.
Following you secretly.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
World of Spots TMB number 42 learning, if Cosmo thinks everyone is beautiful, clearly they haven't met Jeffy. Jeffy's fat.
Yeah, they're like, okay, there is an exception to the rule. One exception.
Stefan the English large. Also learning, don't hate on Chris Cruz about Cosmo. It's like reading the other team's playbook.
The other team's playbook?
Yeah. The resistant.
If you want to join the other team.
The resistant.
Do you have the subscription? Is it just to Cosmo? Is that the only magazine that is female that you have a subscription to?
Something tells
which
me
one
no.
Is the 17 one?
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, that's
Teen
that
magazine.
One.
Teen Salon.
Teen Vogue. Vogue.
You have Teen Vogue too?
And Vogue.
And Vogue.
And Vogue.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
The resistant also tweeted out, OMG, carbon dioxide is planned for food? Shocking!
I know, this just in.
I call foul play on this one, Mr. Andrew Richardson. The more Chris Cruz talks, the more I think he's a homotype sexual.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
that. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
But we accept you no matter
you
how.
Just, truth
you.
Lives here.
Yeah. Okay. Fellow TMB
but
listener.
But you are willing to learn.
I'm willing to learn.
Okay.
Fellow TMB listener, number one, BBB.
What?
BBB.
JR15 BBB. also tweeting out.
I missed that one.
Doc Thompson's show, in the future, there are no fried bananas. So we'll have to change Chris Cruz's nickname.
There's no fried. That's right. There may be fried bananas, but not fried plantains.
Yes.
There's a difference. You got to get the seeds right.
Real fried bananas.
That's right. Okay. There could be. I can't promise.
And lastly, number one fake Chris Cruz tweeting out, stolen bees, nut farms, bears honking horns, and gender bender Bobby must be.
The morning place. Hey, by the way, I think there's new numbers up across the nation. We'll do those tomorrow. What else do we have coming up?
Coming up tomorrow, the true day for App of the Week.
Okay, sounds good.
What
does Glenn
app
have coming up on his show?
Coming up, hour two, Isaac Litsky, former child actor, former Supreme Court law clerk, entrepreneur, and blind author of the book Eyes Wide
Okay,
Open.
I'm just feeling bad about myself again.
Seriously.
Once again.
Let's tell us more about
what
your
What is Glenn
problem.
Wearing today?
Argyle socks.
Oh, good.
And only Argyle socks.
Whoa!
That's not a good look.
So we're all beautiful?
That is not a good
look.
We're
all beautiful.
We're all beautiful.
Wow. Remember the morning blazes today, a Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anya, now you go home and gouge your eyes out.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.